Saddle up your horses.
Welcome to Red Sky Radio with Rob Walter. This is the program that proclaims liberty to the captives of our beloved nation, where truth trumps political correctness, where the uncompromised word of God exposes the works of darkness and sets free those held hostage behind the iron curtain of a shamelessly biased media. For God has called us to stand for truth, and having done all to stand, we will stand. It's time to fight the good fight of faith to preserve our country, our families, fortunes, and sacred honor, to protect our property, our schools, and yes, maybe even salvage some of our churches. America, we have a trail to blaze. It's time to saddle up. It's time to ride. Now, here is your host of Red Sky Radio, Rob Walter.
Well, hello, America, and welcome, world, to Red Sky Radio, where we ride hard for the brand of Jesus Christ. God bless you. I have such a packed program, we got to get rolling right away, but I will share this right off because I won't remember it later. If you want to reach me, contact me at info@redskyradio.net. That's info@redskyradio.net. No Twitter, no Facebook, no Instagram, none of that junk, because all of that stuff is just part of a left-wing cabal that are silent, that is silencing conservative voices, that there's a hostility to Christianity, and I don't want to become dependent upon something that I know is going to shut me down. So we're going to just going to work with internet for right now. Gee, what a concept. Okay, start with good news, end with good news. In between, hang on, because there's a lot that's going to get packed into this program. First of all, I just want to say, as a matter of good news, every day is we are closer to the return of the Lord. Now, I don't believe in the pre-trib rapture. I believe in a rapture, but it's definitely not a pre-trib rapture. No question about that in my mind. But nonetheless, it still means I'm closer every single day. I'm closer to the return, whenever that return is. And that is maybe one of the greatest things ever. There's also going to be a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That's great. That's a great point number two. Good thing. Because Scripture has made it very clear that in the last days he's going to pour out his Spirit upon the sons and the daughters, and they're going to do a whole bunch of things. The young men are going to have visions. The old men are going to dream dreams. A lot's going to go on. It's going to get very dark, and it's going to get very bright at the same time. Those that are saved are going to get stronger, and the light will become brighter. Those who are in darkness, the darkness will become greater. And this is the third point, because that will happen. There won't be fake Christians around, people faking Christianity. It's something they do now because maybe that's how they got elected, or maybe not anymore, but that's what, there's a lot of things that get faked in the Christian world. Well, the times will deny people the ability to actually take a stand that's not genuine for Jesus because they won't hold up, right? Okay, last thing that's good news here is we have completed the music portion of the Rapture Revisited series that we're going to get started on soon on YouTube. Looking forward to that greatly. And I guess that's it for right now. Wait a second. I do have something else coming out of, believe it or not, coming out of California. The District Attorney Dan Dow in San Luis Obispo County, which is a county that was a county just north of where I lived. It was just Santa Barbara County. San Luis Obispo County being probably the only possibly Republican coastal county in the state of California. Everything else has gone left, moving further into the deep, deep blue, meaning the ocean and the left-wing morass called the Democrat Party. But Prosecutor Dow, or District Attorney Dow, has said that they're not going to prosecute any churches for holding worship services or for what Newsom has condemned as being unlawful conduct, and in so doing has declared San Luis Obispo County a sanctuary county for church worship. How about that? God bless that guy. You know, sometimes you've got to push back. Like this guy, the Florida, Marion County, Florida sheriff by the name of Billy Woods. Billy Woods, way to go, Billy. He said that he is not going to permit the police officers or anyone visiting his offices. Now, sit down for this. He's not going to permit any police officer or anyone visiting his offices to wear masks. That's right. He is banning masks. And if I could get to a health story about why masks are bad for you, look up, well, you know what? Maybe I won't get there. I just need to put it down. Wearing masks and migraine headaches. Put that in the, into your, I don't say Google search, go to DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo is the best search engine out there. Forget Google. But anyway, Marion County. So they're going to have to wear masks at courthouses and schools and hospitals. Wherever the deputies are not in charge, they'll have to wear them. But where the sheriff is in charge, meaning his office and out on patrol and everything else, no mask. God bless you, Billy Woods. You see, this pushback is so critical. It is so necessary because it's what other people need to see that, hey, there is a response. We aren't stuck. We aren't stuck in this world of left-wing Democrats and their tyrannical dictatorial orders. They think democracy means being in charge and ruling by fiat. No, that's not the way it works. And we need this pushback all the time. We need it. Next piece of good news, Trump. My goodness sakes. God bless this man and pray for him. Pray for him and his family and for wisdom to do good things, not to do dumb things, to say what needs to be said and shut up for things that don't need to be said. Protect him. Let that the Lord would protect this man, that as many angels as are required, I ask the Father to assign to his duty station. That's right. But he has come to a peace accord with the United Arab Emirates. I mean, Netanyahu said Trump is phenomenal. This is just unbelievable. We couldn't accomplish it. Where previous presidents couldn't accomplish it. And it's why there is a housing development in the Golan Heights in Israel, that in commemoration and recognition of all that Trump has done for the apple of God's eye, the Jewish people, is they've named it Trump Heights. Now, it's the Golan Heights. It's a highland. It's up a high, and it's that's why it's important, because it's high. You have visibility around in all different directions. But it's called Trump Heights. Now, Trump, this is about the fifth thing that he should get the Nobel Peace Prize for. But the Babylon Bee, somewhat hilariously and obviously sarcastically, said that they're considering the Nobel Peace Prize going to a bunch of BLM rioters. And that's what the left would do. No question about that. But anyway, this is great news because he has done what no president before has been able to do. None. And Trump's comment, he is becoming, I will tell you, is palpable, increasingly humble. And the more humble he becomes, the more God is blessing him. And do you know what he said about this? Blows me away. He said, these peace accords between the Jews and the Arabs are easier than dealing with Democrats in Congress. He'd rather negotiate something that hasn't been negotiable for 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, I'm sorry, going back to what, 72 years, 1948? 72 years. He said, this is easier than working with the Democrats. He didn't say Democrats, but I'm ad-libbing for him, in Congress. It's a piece of cake because he's a businessman. He's a negotiator. He knows the art of the deal. But more than that, above everything else, a natural skill he has is favor from God. God has blessed him because he has stood up for the Jewish nation. He provides arms. He moved the embassy. He recognizes Jerusalem as the capital. All of these things. And the Jews love him. And the why Jews don't vote for him here just is mind-boggling and just only speaks to the intense darkness that's over still the scales that are over a number of Jewish eyes in this country. But some of them are waking up. The numbers that are voting for him, I think secretly voting for Trump while they go blah, blah, blah to their left-wing neighbors in New York City, because that's all you got a choice on is left-wing neighbors. Maybe they're going to vote differently than the way they speak. Now, I want to move on to a couple of predictions. not predictions I am going to make, although I have one, if I can get to it in the program, that I am going to make, but ones that I have made. And I'm not here to toot my horn, but I just have to tell you what God put in my heart that has come true. The first week of this COVID coverage back in, I don't know if it was the last week of February or the first week of March that it really went into it. And I was very clear that one of the dangers of all this dictatorial power beginning at that time to be exercised by largely Democrat governors and mayors, well, at that time, exclusively Democrat mayors and governors, was a horrible precedent. And if you could just roll out this idea, für ihre Sicherheit, it's for your health. It's what the Nazis talked the Jews into getting into the cattle cars to go to the showers, which turned out to be the gas chambers. If you could just do that, tell them it's for their safety, then they'll yield. It's for your health. They'll yield. Well, we yielded. And the worst thing about this, as I said, what is now 4 months ago, over 4 months ago, is that this simply lays the groundwork for a worse scheme for capturing control outside of a democratically elected Congress and having it be run by ne'er-do-well executives at the lower level, be that mayors or governors, is that the precedent is set, and the next thing that there will be a health crisis would be climate change, global warming. No one talked about that 4 months ago, but I said that this is the warm-up act for acting on global warming. Now, the second behind that is gun control and confiscation of guns. But gun confiscation is going to be met with, guess what? A barrel facing down the throat of a whole bunch of Democrats. Because there are Democrats that actually support the Second Amendment. Not a lot of them, but they are out there. But the global warming is the rallying cry for health reasons. Now, why do I say this was a prediction that's coming true? Because of this story. UN economist, UN economist, Elliot Harris, is stating that the pandemic shows that governments can now make unorthodox and massive, I'm quoting him, massive interventions for climate change. This is no surprise. I would only be surprised if they didn't do it. If there's any surprise, it's that it's taken them so long to move on to this next step. But they're accelerating things. The devil's angry. He knows he's got a short time. He's picking it up. But this was a no-brainer. This was so easy to predict, that they would seize on something that supposedly is universally accepted, because Obama said, the science is settled, global warming is a fact. Well, it was settled. The science was settled for a couple of State of the Union addresses, because he called it global warming, and then apparently the science changed because the climate wasn't warming, so he changed it to climate change, from global warming to climate change. But the science was still settled. Keep in mind that the facts are settled, but even though that leaves us the opportunity to change your mind, it's kind of like the Pope. This is the truth, but I reserve the right to change my mind. That's what the Democrats are like. That's what Obama was like. That's what the UN is like, because they're seeking world control, and they see that this is the express train. This is the hyper rail to global domination and control to facilitate the introduction of the Antichrist. Easy as peasy prediction to make. Next prediction I made goes back a year. I did this for 2 or 3 weeks. I said the concern that I have in the Democratic Convention is the only person up there that I really have a concern about is Kamala Harris. Whether it's Kamala, Kumbaya Harris, whatever the heck you want to call her, she was my concern. All along, she has been my concern. And now Biden picks her. Well, wait a second. Biden didn't pick her. I think Harris found out she was the vice presidential pick before Joe Biden found out that she was the vice presidential pick. She's a fast train to the presidency. You know, I would not doubt for one second. I know this has crossed Harris's mind. and that there's discussion behind the scenes in very, very secluded, sequestered environments. Who, Cammy baby, is your vice presidential pick? Because the Babylon Bee came out. I thought it was pretty funny. Babylon Bee just came out and said that it was saying, well, you know, that she is whining and complaining because Biden is really a drag on her campaign. Now, this is said satirical, but satire is truth in comedy form. And I'll pass on the other one because I may not get back to her. This woman is bad. She's wicked. She's a Jezebel of all Jezebels. She'll make Hillary. See, Hillary has a lousy personality and couldn't smile unless somebody was, well, I won't even say that. In any case, Cammy can fake it well, much better than Hillary can. But the Babylon Bee also comes out that Kamala Harris is she said that she's humbled to have been chosen exclusively for her race and gender. And it's true. You see, Biden is not only a racist, he's also a misandrist. He's a misandrist racist if he really did have anything to do in picking her, which we know he didn't. She was ordered. He was ordered to pick her. It only became his idea when somebody told him that it was his idea. Make no mistake about it. But he's a misandrist racist. And why? Because he said, I'm going to pick a black woman. If you're white male, need not apply. How could you not be racist and say, I'm going to pick a black woman? How could you not be a misandrist and say, I'm not going to pick a guy? Imagine Donald Trump getting up there. Let's suppose Mike Pence had a heart attack. He died. He had some health issue. And Trump has to pick a new vice presidential candidate. And so he gets up there and he says, I don't know who it's going to be, but it's got to be a guy and he's got to be white. Goodness sakes. First of all, he wouldn't do that. Biden is the racist extraordinaire, as are Democrats. And by the way, I hope nothing happens to Mike Pence. He's a great man. I love him dearly. If something did happen to him, President Trump, I have the recommendation. Pick Kanye West and take it up a notch. Call the Democrats bluff. Last prediction. I've been saying on the air for 15 years we're headed for civil war. Do you think that we can avoid that now at this point? Can we avoid it? And you need to prepare. Jesus chastises that 5 of the 10 virgins in the parable of the virgins, right? Because 5 of them are preparing. Knowing what's ahead, they get prepared for what's coming. In that case, it happened to be the return of the master. But they're prepared. The 5 that didn't prepare, they want to buy oil from the 5 that did. And they said, hey, no, go to town. You buy your own oil. We won't have enough for ourselves. We sell it to you. Be prepared. Guns, ammo, Bible, not in that order. Bible, guns, ammo. Get right with God. Get out of debt. Know your Bible. Make a point of reading it through every single year. Go, what? I can't do that. Yes, you can. It's 5 chapters a day. Just turn off the stinking TV and you'll make it. In fact, you might be starting back through the second time before the year is over. I have a correction I want to make, not to myself, but to Donald Trump and to Fox News. Ready? Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler. What a jerk and an absolute loser. Fox News and Trump were trying to champion, and this is to Trump's credit. He didn't say this, but he was trying to give the guy some kudos for calling out the BLM and fascist Antifas, because they're all fascists, for attempting to commit murder by burning down the building that was occupied with the people that were trapped inside. So Trump is trying to kind of give this guy some kudos. Hey, look, you know, they're finally trying to stop the murder. Well, they're not trying to stop anything in Portland because Portland sucks. You might be a good person living in Portland, but I bet anything you're thinking about leaving, just like you would in Seattle. There are better places. If you're a Democrat, if you're left-wing, stay there. Please don't go pollute and defecate in a good state. Defecate meaning don't drop your political stink bombs in states that are still good and you can't connect your behavior and your voting pattern with why your state stinks. Don't carry it to another state. Put it in your own little doggy bag and just keep it there in Seattle and Portland. Look, there's a bunch of good people in Seattle. There's a bunch of good people in Portland. They're just a distinct minority. Okay, why is this a correction? Because Ted Wheeler didn't give a rat's rear end, actually, about the burning building and the people who were trapped inside. And how do we know that? We know that by what he said. Yeah, he said, this is what he said first. Quote, when you commit arson with an accelerant in an attempt to burn down a building that is occupied by people who you have intentionally trapped inside, you are not demonstrating, you are attempting to commit murder, end quote. And he's right. But let's finish the quote. What's the rest of the quote that Fox News didn't share and Trump didn't share? This is what he said, and this gets to the real motive. Quote, don't think for a moment, don't think that you, that if you are participating in this activity, that you are not a prop for the re-election campaign of Donald Trump, because you absolutely are. You are creating the B-roll film that will be used in ads nationally to help Donald Trump during this campaign. And if you don't want to be part of that, then don't show up. End quote. You see, the end of his comments, it's like somebody says to you, well, blah, 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 but this, blah. You'll forget everything that goes before the but. Only follow the but. No, I'm sorry. I'm not a 15-year-old guy saying follow the but. I'm saying follow what follows after B-U-T in a sentence, because that's all that really matters. It's at the end that matters, not at the beginning. And what is at the end of Ted Wheeler's comments? You idiots, you morons. You got out of control. You pushed it too hard. Yeah, you're endangering these people's lives. But what you're really doing is you're helping Donald Trump get elected. What is wrong with you numbskulls, you idiots? Knock it off. So I got to do what Fox News isn't, and Trump is becoming too classy to do. I'm calling out Ted Wheeler for the jerk and the hypocritical jerk that he is. Ah. Okay, where do I go here? All right, China. This is very interesting. I'm going to go out on a limb on something else. I am going to make a prediction. China is in the tank for Biden. And even Nancy Pelosi, brain dead Nancy Pelosi, the one to whom if a bullet entered her left ear, it would emerge from her right ear without any material reduction in velocity, because that bullet is passing through a frictionless airspace, otherwise known as a vacuum. She's got no brains. She's dumb and she's immoral. I thought that was impossible. I thought she had to have some brains to be wicked. Not so. You can be a moronic demonic. And she and a number of others have proved it. Maxine Waters, moronic demonic. You know, but nobody's going and protesting at Maxie's house, right? I guess you'd call that Maxie pad, right? I guess. Well, anyway, let me move on. The Chinese are in the tank for Biden, and Pelosi admits it. She said the Chinese prefer Mr. Biden. The communists who own Biden, who Biden has a incestuous financial and political relationship. They own him. I mean, whether it's TikTok, whatever, they're in the tank for Biden. Here's my prediction and my sense. While there was no Russian collusion proven over and over between Trump with Russia, Russia will actually possibly, if they interfere with the campaign, they are going to interfere now on behalf of Donald Trump. You think, Rob, what are you smoking? I'm not smoking anything, but I know this much. If as long as the United States is strong and powerful, the leader of the free world, Russia and the communist China, Chaicoms, they will be in league together. They will be allies. As long as we are in first place, they will gang up together. But if the United States goes south, which it will, impotent, totally impotent, politically, morally, militarily, financially, if Hayden Biden and Cammy Joe Harris get into office, China will own this country. Trump was right. He said, we'll be speaking Chinese. We will be. That, the threat of that happening, the potential or the reality of that potential will cause Russia to actually, in my opinion, interfere on behalf of Donald Trump. And you say, well, why aren't they allies? Yes, they are allies as long as we are in first place. Let me put it this way. You got the Crips and you got the Bloods in L.A., right? I mean, maybe those gangs don't exist. I think they do. When the police show up, when somebody on the scene is stronger than they become allies. And they are allies as long as a superior force, i.e. the police, which of course are now being defunded in lots of places, as long as a superior force is on the scene, then they become allies. But when the police are removed, the Crips and Bloods are slashing each other's throats and trying to kill each other. You see, if the United States is removed as the leader in force and military power in the world, the Russians and the Chinese will no longer be allies. Russia and China have a long common border. China has a gazillion man army, which the Russians fear. They might even be technologically ahead. I don't think Russia is developing any of its military arsenal in its advanced technology area to use on us. We are not the threat. We are not the ones that go around starting wars. Putin does not trust the Chinese. Those weapons are designed ultimately first as defense, but if necessary, preemptively against China. Russia, I would lay money on this, that Vladimir Putin is on the side of Donald Trump now for real, that China's in the tank for Biden. Because he would rather deal with us as the strongest country worldwide than have to now duke it out with number two, who's become number one, being China. And that scares the Russians to pieces. I can see it. I can say, as the song says, I can feel it in my bones. Well, maybe, you know, maybe God has given me that insight. That is to whom I will credit it, unless it turns out that I'm wrong. In case God had, then in that case, God had nothing to do with it. Okay. Racism on steroids, like you won't believe, coming out of a place I can't believe, Savannah, Georgia. Savannah, Georgia? Yeah, Savannah, Georgia. Don't go away. We come back here with Red Sky Radio. This is going to blow you away. And then I'm going to have a little contest. Be right back. Don't go away.
Red Sky Radio with Rob Walter is a listener-supported program. Please know that 100% of your contribution goes to pay for airtime so that as many people as possible are able to hear that the Word of God has answers to every meaningful problem and issue in life. No one gets paid a salary at Red Sky Radio with Rob Walter, but in response to your support, we pledge to bring you the most timely and critical information you need to help make informed decisions in this age of media bias and a growing hostility to all things Christian. Your partnership makes you one of the watchmen on the wall with us, as described in the book of Ezekiel. Please send your support to Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. That's Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 855-768-85358.
I think my dog's a Democrat, and it breaks my heart to have to say an ugly thing like that. But there's a big old pile of evidence that all points towards the fact my dog might be.
We are back. This is Rob Walter with Red Sky Radio. I got to move fast here. There's so much to cover. Worst case of racism, most blatant. Well, I don't know if it's the most blatant yet. It's just ridiculous, the degree of racism being foisted upon whites. It's just unbelievable. The amount of black on white crime is outrageous. And I'm going to get to this black guy who's 27 blowing the brains out of a 5-year-old white boy because he rode his tricycle on his lawn. We'll get to that in a minute, because the repercussions of this are not nice. And it's playing into the left's plan, which I still think may well backfire. But in this case, a clothing store in Georgia, they changed the policy because of public outrage. But they had a policy. It's called Civvies, C-I-V-V as in Victor, I-E-S. Apparently it's on Broughton Street in Savannah, Georgia. You might want to find it and then boycott and tell them you'll never shop there in your entire life and tell them that, honestly, maybe this is... No, I can't say that. Okay. So they had an advertisement. To shop in this high-end store, you have to have a reservation. They were requiring a $20 deposit to shop at their boutique. $20 deposit. But if you are black or if you are anything other than white, you're exempt from the fee. I'm going to quote them. This is the store's own words. If you are white and refuse to put down a deposit because you believe our policy is unethical, you will not be accepted for an appointment. End quote. Well, do you know what? Why don't you just give us our own separate drinking fountain now and send everything back 100 years? I mean, all the progress that has been made, has it all been made that needs to be made? But why set things back? Look, I have, you know who I feel badly for? My black brothers and sisters in the Lord. You are in a tough spot here because you're probably outnumbered on some of these issues. Within the black community, anyway, you'd be outnumbered, and yet you see the injustice. You're in this. You're kind of a new minority, a minority within a minority. I'm not sure how you handle that, other than the fact is I've just got to tell you I am so thankful for all, and it's more black community than Hispanic community that is standing up and speaking out for a cause of righteousness, and. The Democrats consider any black that could vote for Trump to be somehow a traitor, which I don't understand, but it's because you're not on the plantation anymore. You're thinking for yourself, working for yourself. God has made provision for you, and you know the path of righteousness, and God will direct you accordingly. So I just you know, appreciate that. But anyway, this is just one of these most ridiculous racist policies I could possibly think of by that store. But I want to jump back to something I skipped here on the China deal a minute ago. The student at Fordham University who's punished, and why is he punished? Because his last name is Tong, and the first name is Andrew Tong, so I'm going to guess he's of some Asian descent, T-O-N-G. But anyway, he posted a shot of Tiananmen Square massacre in China. And he was canned. I mean, this is a get out. You know, well, Tiananmen Square, the interrelationship between so many American universities and China is mind-boggling. So somebody in China gets hold of the university and says, look, punish this kid because he's showing embarrassing stuff about Tiananmen Square where we mowed down people with tanks. And then the school's comment was that the post violated the university rules against bias and hate crimes and were, quote, threatening and intimidating, end quote. Well, the only thing threatening and intimidating about the posts were the Chinese tanks that were threatening and intimidating as they mowed down and rolled over people who were protesting. That's the only thing threatening and intimidating. But anyway, now he is suing the school. Oh, they also were going to require that he complete an implicit bias training and write an apology letter. To whom? Who does he have to apologize to? Some BLM person, some Antifa person, or is it CHICOM, the Chinese Communist Party, that's got its hooks into Fordham University and a whole bunch of other universities? I mean, China has almost a deep state kind of relationship with the schools. And the schools, this next piece coming out of Philadelphia, they call him an educator. I think that's an overstatement. Matthew Kay. He's stating that the reason that he's really concerned about this video, distance learning and all of this stuff, and it turns out, I think, to be the real reason why he'd like to be back in the classroom, is because he's concerned about conservative parents actually hearing the brainwashing that's going on with their students. He calls the parents who will be hearing these distance learning classes over the computer that their children are on while they're in the class, what his comments, he calls the parents dangerous because he does not have any longer unfettered access to brainwash your children. And his concern is over conservatives. I mean, it very clearly is, and let's just get a quote from the guy to show you the extent of how bad he is. He's saying that these parents are going to interfere with the messy work of destabilizing a kid's racism or destabilizing his homophobia or destabilizing his transphobia. And he ends up, how much do we want their classmates' parents piling on? End quote. Do we really want conservative parents to know that we are brainwashing and we're trying to send your children to hell with everything queer in the world being what is the basic thing that they're learning? See, it is an education that they're getting. It's not education. It's an indoctrination. We know that. I've said it a gazillion times. Get your kids and grandkids out of government schools, or else it's your fault. If they go to some stupid left-leaning school and they come back all screwed up, that's partly your responsibility. You paid for that education, or you shouldn't be helping with a student loan for a stupid degree from a lousy university. You should not be. Don't be an enabler of that which God would condemn you for. Matthew Kay needs to hear a Bible verse that those who lead these children astray, it would be better to have a millstone tied around your neck and to be cast into the sea. You got that, Matthew? You have a hell waiting for you that's worse than a drowning that you cannot avoid. Being dragged to the bottom of the ocean screaming because you know you can't get the rope untied from that stone that's taking you down to the netherworld known as hell, the depths of the ocean in this case. No, it's worse than that, Matthew. So put your thinking cap on and see what you're doing to these kids. But is this not a wake-up call? I mean, goodness sakes, for the left to actually come out and admit we're concerned that conservative parents are going to interfere with our indoctrination of their children. Wow. Okay, I don't want to go into this BLM garbage about justifying the looting as in reparations and any of that stuff. But for one comment, very brief comment, if for some reason this stupid and I might want to say distinctly unbiblical concept of reparations is invoked, then it would seem that everybody who got arrested looting these stores and calling it reparations, then they've already been paid. They don't get anything. They already got it. They already got their, you know, Mac computer or some Gucci handbag or whatever. You got your reparations, girl. Now get out of here. If that's end up that you, if something's owed to you, you took it in advance and that's it. Over and done. Next This story angers me. I almost don't really want to cover it. But the black guy, 25-year-old Darius Sessoms, who puts a gun to the head of a 5-year-old white boy, which the media doesn't want to cover because it doesn't fit their narrative. Because we found somebody who is a heck of a lot meaner and more wicked than the guy who put his knee on the neck of George Floyd. George Floyd was a crook and a criminal, and there's still question as to whether that guy, Darius, whatever, is not Darius, I can't even think of his name, I got confused with this guy, whether that really was the cause of death. You know, it's kind of ugly looking, but the later tapes kind of give you some question. But a 5-year-old boy who's riding his tricycle across your lawn, you go get your gun and you put it to his head and blow his brains out in front of his two sisters? This guy needs to be executed on Friday. Oh, that is today. Friday. Yeah, he needs to be executed today. And if is this what happens when you cannot even say all lives matter? Is there such a superiority that of position and opportunity that exists in what I trust to believe a distinct minority within the black community of these people who think that they can do this? But is what you want to this Darius Sessoms and the others thinking that looting is reparations? But when you have something that is 100 times worse than George Floyd's death, 100 times worse, the 5-year-old didn't do anything wrong, and he hasn't done anything wrong other than riding his tricycle across this yard, and the media won't cover it, just like they wouldn't cover the black guy who threw the 5-year-old kid off the third floor of the Mall of America in Minneapolis a couple of years ago. They hardly cover that because it doesn't fit the narrative. We can't show black people killing little boys and trying to kill little white boys. We got to and only can show the police. Now, I'll tell you why this is bad, really bad. And I've said this before, but I need to say it again. There are a lot of people, there are a lot of good whites who do not have a sense of fair-mindedness like I have that comes from my relationship with Jesus Christ. I know there are bad people in all races. There are people that are from the pit of hell, like Kamala Harris. From the pit of hell. But then so is Joe Biden, and so is Hillary Clinton. Was and is. The pit of hell doesn't have ownership of just one race by any means. But when you don't deal with things fairly, not even remotely close to fairly, then what you're going to cause is a rising up of less fair-minded whites who are fine up until now, but when they see this and they see the obvious injustice, guess what? You're going to see signs that will say white lives matter. And maybe that's necessary to counter Black Lives Matter, to get back to where we should be, which is all lives matter. But I can't, I mean, I couldn't even watch this. The ceremony on TV and so forth. You know, this little white boy, he didn't get the horse-drawn carriage like Georgie boy did. Didn't get that or whatever that was. He didn't get that royal treatment. Just a poor kid blown away by, well, you know what? I've said enough. Okay. Here's my contest. I'm going to cover 3 stories, and I'd like you to write me info@redskyradio.net and tell me which one of these 3 is the most stupid. You know, Democrats don't have brains. We know that. They don't have any brains. They don't have cojones. They don't have any morals. And I stand by that. I don't see that. The ones that don't have brains, well, maybe they're just ignorant, but there is no excuse for ignorance. So, anyway, that's the best I can say. Some of them are just ignorant about how immoral the party that they attach to is. But we're going to have this Stuck on Stupid contest. I don't have a prize. I just want to know which story you think is the most stupid. Number 1, Wisconsin. The government in Wisconsin is forcing employees to wear masks while at home alone during Zoom meetings. Now, do you see how fascist the left is? Democrats forcing themselves in the most ridiculous, maniacal, asinine situations. And they call Donald Trump the fascist, but Donald Trump is the one who says, hey, let's open the churches. Hey, let's open the schools. Hey, let's open the businesses. He's not trying to force anything. That's the opposite of fascism. I mean, goodness sakes, I mean, people treat Anthony Fauci like he's some kind of a god who's got all these answers and things and extend it to meetings of government employees where the government is a fascist. And guess what? It's a Democrat governor. Absolutely is, Mr. Evans. To force employees sitting alone at home watching a Zoom meeting to have a mask on. Because doggone it, we don't want that computer to catch COVID. No, actually, because, you know, we already have a 1 in 8 million chance that you'll die, and we don't want to add the computer deaths to the mix. You know, if Fauci had a 1960s pop band, I think I'd call it Little Anthony and the Faucinistas. That's what I think that's what it would be called. Okay. And the pushback coming from some of the employees, quote here, forcing people to wear masks when not necessary is not only anti-science, it sure is, it's punitive and bullying and appalling abuse of authority. For the idea that wearing a mask in your own home for online meetings sets an example is true, but the only example it sets is a stupid and mean-spirited one about how venal and authoritarian governments run by Democrats have become. Credit to Mr. Nolte. Thank you. Okay, stuck on stupid story number one. Stuck on stupid story number two. Tell me which one's the worst. Brooklyn College professor, loosely so-called, of math, Lori Rubel, has argued that math and math equations reek of white supremacist patriarchy. You heard that? I can't make this up. This is higher education. Lori, why don't you go back and, Lori, prove to me you ever got your kindergarten diploma. Because you're brain dead, girl. 2 + 2 = 4 reeks of white supremacist patriarchy. So let me tell you, in this world of wokeism, so engineering, things like space travel, rocketry, which depends on absolutely acceptable, and as this one story says, quote, stable meanings of mathematical statements like 2 + 2 = 4 as being objectively true. Are you telling me that those things that are objectively true are accidents of culture? Seriously? This is just, okay. So that math is inherently reeking of white supremacy. Stupid story number two. Stupid story number three. Tommy, info@redskyradio.net. This is a lawmaker. It's a city council person by the name of, let's call her out, Sharon Hurt. Man, she's hurting all right. And she's in Metro Nashville. Nashville is kind of going south. Too bad. It's a good city, and it's just got too many Democrats and people that moved from California. The mayor's from California. She brought her crap with her. But she has said that if you've forgotten your mask and or whatever, and you go out in public without a mask, she thinks that there's consideration for charging you with attempted murder. Yeah. You can't make this stuff up. You cannot make this garbage up. Which one of those three? Not wearing a mask could be attempted murder. Math is inherently in reeks of white supremacy. Or what was the first one? Forcing employees to wear their masks at home alone during Zoom meetings. Let me know. Now, lest you think all hope is lost, which it is not, I want to conclude this with scripture, and it's a very important scripture, and it comes out of Psalm 37. And I'm going to read to you. I got a few minutes here. It says, fret not. And this is that's the key part of this whole passage. Fret not. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. You're going to dwell in the land if you do good. You're going to be taken care of. You're going to be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. I know you know those passages already. But he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. So number one, fret not. Number two, rest. And wait patiently for him. Number three. But the writer of the psalm, which is of David, returns and says, fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not, the third time, thyself in any way to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. For the Lord shall laugh at him. The Lord making fun of these people, laughing, holding them in derision. Because the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace, but the wicked plotteth against the just. He gnashes upon him with his teeth. There is such a gnashing by the left, the vitriol and hatred of those that are on the right, those who stand for Bible, who stand for justice, truth, mom, American apple pie and the American way and the flag. They hate it all. They're convicted of their sin, and the only way they can deal with their sin is to get rid and mock, suppress, sue, kill if they will, because they will if they can, those who carry out a righteous word of salvation for their own souls. It says, the Lord shall laugh at him, for he sees that his day is coming. I don't want these people to die unsaved, but if they're not going to be saved, then I'm okay with them dying. I just kind of wait what the word says. It says, the righteous shall rejoice in the day that the wicked shall perish. I like God to get the hook, but that's not my first choice. But you need to not fret. And you need to wait patiently upon the Lord, to trust in him. And have patience. Commit your way to him. You will dwell in the land and you will be fed. And it doesn't matter if we end up having, well, it will matter in another way, and we're going to cover more of that this next week, that you have the most pro-abortion Democrat ticket ever. The most vitriolic haters of Israel ever. The ones who hate the Second Amendment specifically and the Constitution generally more than any Democrat before. These two will make Barack Hussein Obama look like a choir boy. They are in the tank with China. They want totalitarian rule. They want our guns gone. They hate Christianity. They love abortion. Off the charts, more than anybody, Kamala Harris is the most left-wing senator in the U.S. Senate. And that's saying something when you beat out Chuck E. Cheese Schumer for that and a few others that are just lost goners. That's really saying something. But when it's the day is over, it's all said and done, all those other cliches that I don't really like, the fact of the matter is you commit your way, you trust in the Lord, you fret not. Sometimes I feel guilty for maybe getting you all worked up, but it's because I'm worked up. So I read these passages to myself to not fret, because what lies ahead of us is not going to be fun, and we may die in the process. It'll be a promotion if the tribulation starts in a couple of weeks. Hey, you know what? That's just part of the deal. Keep in mind, the tribulation may have nothing to do with the demise of the United States. The United States could just sort of rot and go into the netherworld and die an unceremonious death before we ever get to the tribulation. Nothing in Scripture says that the tribulation starts with the falling apart of the United States. But that's how it's preached. So step aside from that word. Get back to Psalm 37. Fret not. If we were going to be snatched out of here before the evildoers did all their evil deeds, then why would David be saying fret not because of the evildoers? they're going to eat their own lunch in the end. God is led by Jesus on that horse, and we are part of that posse riding on white horses in Revelation, come out of heaven, Revelation 19. The enemy and all that's with him get smoked. There will be justice done. There will be justice done. God will laugh and hold them in derision that thought they could actually mount up a challenge to the kingdom of Jesus Christ. This is good news. And in that, you need to be patient, and you need to rest and pray and read your Bible and buy some guns, buy some ammo, supply everybody with them for stocking stuffers, and fret not yourself. Don't worry. Walk in faith. God will reward you. And not only reward you, but you will be stunned at the influence you will have on others. Rob Walter encouraging you to sit tall in the saddle. America and world, remember, you ride for the brand of Jesus Christ. We'll see you next week.